Stop. Reflect. Refocus. This is Going Deeper.
Sometimes walking out takes a lot of guts. We saw Tamana Tahu take a stand against racism by walking out of Origin Camp after coaching staff to use racist slurs. That can't have been an easy call to make. Walking out of an abusive relationship is a hard one too, or leaving a life of addiction to start again at rehab. But it's got me thinking about the flip side of it too. Not just what I'd be prepared to walk out for, but what I'd be prepared to walk in for. If I was in a workplace where children were being exploited, say, I believe I would walk out and report it, absolutely. But since that's not happening in my life, do I just leave the issue alone? Or am I prepared to walk in for that issue, whether it's through supporting fair trade practices or sponsoring a group working to fight human trafficking or using my professional skills in the field? What about racism? If I, like Tamana Tahu, was confronted by racist comments in my workplace, again, I like to think I'd speak up. But if I'm not confronted by that, will I walk into it? Am I prepared to seek out the issue and play my part to end it? There's that classic quote from Edmund Burke, "All that is needed for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing." We see in the Gospels, Jesus was prepared to walk out over things in his life, like the corruption he encountered in the temple in Jerusalem, when he famously turned over the money changers' tables. But Jesus also went out of his way to walk into some situations. He mixed with people who were totally taboo for a good Jewish man to be around. He brought forgiveness and healing into the lives of people caught up in adultery, in crooked business, in prostitution, just to name a few. Love, freedom, and forgiveness were enough to motivate Jesus to walk in. What are you prepared to walk in about? Where is one small place you can start this week and take it from there? I'm Lauren Martin of the Salvation Army.